Lord, you are my way maker. Oh Lord, you are my miracle worker. Lord, that's who you are. Maliga baba balute baba. Lord, you have promised never to leave me nor forsake me. Lord, so I will see your miracles. I will see your blessings. I will finish well. I will have a big finish because you are with me. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. Holy Ghost, we give you praise. We thank you because you have been our helper. If it had not been for you, oh God, where would we be by now? If it hadn't been for your love, hadn't been for your grace, oh God, we would not be here today. So, Father, we bless you. Holy Ghost, we bless you. We acknowledge your presence here. We acknowledge your presence here. We know that you are right here with us. Touch our hearts. Turn lives around. Heal broken hearts in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because you speak to us and our lives will not remain the same. We'll be blessed today by your word. Our lives will be turned around by your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wherever you are, just help me shout hallelujah. In your living rooms, you can shout hallelujah. Wherever you are, give God praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, our God is a good God. Oh, we serve a faithful God. We serve a very good God. You can have your seat in God's presence. We serve a very good God. Our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. Our God cares for his own. Hallelujah. He's the God that cares for his own. He cares for his children. He said he's mindful of us. God is thinking about you. Yes. God is thinking about you. He's saying, how can I bless Jethro more? Hallelujah. How can I turn things around for him? He said he's mindful of us. Hallelujah. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we serve. And that God is your father. Hallelujah. He said the cattle upon 1,000 hills belongs to him. Hallelujah. That's why I know that he will supply all your needs according to his riches. Praise God. So heaven's resources are unlimited. So I know that you will not be limited in the name of Jesus. You will end well. This year, you will have a big finish. Praise God. You have a big finish. You have a big finish. The same way God told Moses when the Egyptians were chasing them, pandemic was chasing them, curfew and all sorts of things were chasing them. And God told Moses, he said, you see the Egyptian that you see today? He said, the time is coming. You will not see them again. He said, the Egyptians that you see today, you will not see them again. And that was how it was for them. So I announce to you that the challenges, whatever they may be that you are seeing today, you will look back and you will not be able to find them again because God would have delivered you. Hallelujah. I know that you will end well. I'm sure. For every child, the Bible says that the light of a righteous man shines what? Brighter and brighter. It can only get better. It doesn't matter what the enemy throws at us. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the enemy throws. It can only get better. See, God has specialty. God is a master of circumstances and situations. He will turn those things around. That's why I know that God will sort you out. Yeah, we say that all the time, that God will sort you out. God will sort you out. Whatever it is, God will sort you out. All right, so looking at the big finish and from last week, and last week we learned about speaking over situations. Hallelujah. How you need to open your mouth and speak. So God is a speaking God. And because he's a speaking God, he has also given us the abilities and the power to also speak over situations. Look at Moses. The Bible says that when the Pharaoh and his armies were coming, Moses began to cry to God. God told him, why are you crying to me? Hallelujah. God said, why are you crying to me? He says, tell the Israelites to move forward. Hallelujah. God doesn't want us to cry. He doesn't want you to cry in the face of that challenge. No. He wants you to what? Release. Open your mouth. God told Ezekiel. God took Ezekiel to a valley of dry bones. It was a valley full of dry bones. Dead situations. Some of you have dry bones in your lives. But see what God told Ezekiel. He said, son of man, prophesy. That means speak unto these dry bones. Praise God. God is telling somebody here to begin to speak. He says, speak unto these dry bones. Speak unto the situation. Speak to that cancer. Speak to that joblessness. Speak to that business. Speak to that child. Speak to that your husband. Speak to that wife. He says, prophesy to these dry bones. And when Ezekiel began to prophesy, guess what? The Bible says that the skeletons all began to stand up. There was a move in the spirit.
When you open your mouth to declare over situations, you may not see anything happening, but guess what? There are things happening in the realm of the spirit. That's why you must be careful what you say. So I ask you today, what are you saying? What are you saying? Oh, what are you saying? We can prophesy all the prophecy we want to. We can pray for you. We can pray and fast over you. If we are praying and you are not aligning your words with the prayers and the prophecies over you, you will not see that harvest. You will not see that blessing. So what are you saying? What are you saying? In your secret, what are you saying? Are you among those saying that, hey, we don't know where this country is going, no? We don't know, hey, we are finished, too. In fact, there's no hope again. Are you among those? If you are among those, you will not eat the good of the land. So what are you saying? Are you the one saying that things are going to get tough for you? Oh, things may get tougher for the world, yeah. I mean, it's scriptural. He said that darkness shall cover the earth. He said, gross darkness the people. He said what? He said, but upon you, what? The Lord shall arise. Hallelujah. So darkness will cover. Yes. Things will get tougher for the world. God does not have a covenant with the world. God has a covenant with you. Praise God. That's what God told me recently. Oh, God doesn't have a covenant with the world. He doesn't have a covenant even with Nigeria. I'm sorry. God doesn't have a covenant with Nigeria. God has a covenant with you. And God is obligated to upholding and maintaining that covenant. See, my covenant will I not break, neither will I alter the thing that has gone out of my mouth. Hallelujah. That's why I know that it's well with you. So what are you saying? Let's see Psalm 91 verse 2. DJ, can you help me quickly? Psalms 91:2, the power of what you say. All right, I'll just quickly talk about that and just jump into what God will have us see today. Psalms 91:2. He said, I will say of the Lord, look at this. He said, I will say, this is a man of God saying, he said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. So what are you speaking about God? What are you saying about God? Are you among those saying, God, are you sleeping? God is not sleeping. You see, I neither sleep nor slumber. What are you saying? You see, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. So what are you saying about God? Let's read verse 9. He said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge. Let me see NIV. You say, if you say, look at this. If you say, the Lord, look at this, guys. He said, if you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling. Let's see verse 10, quickly. He said, no harm shall overtake you. It doesn't matter what happens. Nobody planned for pandemic. Nobody planned for, you know, all the other things that have been happening, you know, happening here. He said, no matter what they are, he said, they will not overtake you. They will not overwhelm you. They will not overshadow you. Hallelujah. They will not drown you. They will not sink you. Where men are saying there's a casting down you because you have a covenant with God, you'll be saying there's a lifting. Because you'll be seeing a lifting. Praise God. He said, no disaster will come near your tent. So what are you saying? For me, I'm saying God is my helper. Hebrews 13, verse 5. I'm saying that God is my helper. Oh, look at this. He said, let your conversation be without what? Greed. He said, and be content with such things as you have. NIV, give me NIV. NIV. He said, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. I mean, is that not just so comforting? God will not leave you. Hallelujah. So relax. He said, never. I did never. He said, one version said, I will not fail you, I will not abandon you. Can you imagine that? That means no matter what happens on the earth, the psalmist said that though the earth give way, Psalm 46, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the midst of the seas, he said, our heart will not fear. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what happens. We're going to stand firm. We're going to stand strong. Hallelujah. So for me, I'm saying that God is my helper. See, I will not fear what man can do to me. I will not fear. So make sure you are saying, please keep saying the right thing. This season, say the right things. And it may be tough, but say the right things. Open your mouth and keep saying the right things. Never allow yourself to proclaim what Satan is saying. Satan may be throwing things at you. Wants you to, you know, once you open your mouth and begin to talk like the world, you'll get the results that the world will get. Oh, yeah. But you have the word of God. Hallelujah.
So tonight, we're going to look at another thing that can help us finish big, okay? In addition to what we say with our mouth, we'll look at something else that will help us finish big. Let's see Psalm 37, verse 7. I love this Psalm 37. If you can find time on your own to read Psalm 37, all right? It's a very comforting chapter, all right? Look at this, guys. It said, rest in the Lord. It said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Another way for you to finish big, if you want to finish big this year, is to rest. Is to rest in God. Another version says, is to wait. He says, wait on the Lord. Wait upon him. Is to rest. Rest means that, you see, somebody who has rested is the person who has casted his cares upon God. He said that, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, he said, cast your cares upon him, right? All of your cares, for he cares for you. That's how you can enter into rest mode. And I'll show you something shortly. So God wants every of us to rest. Don't panic. Don't fret. Don't be shaken. Don't panic. Don't fret. Do not be shaken. It doesn't matter what the world will throw. Oh, things are going to get tougher for the world, guys. Things are going to get tougher for this world. But we have an anchor. Praise God. Oh, we have an anchor. I remember in the time of the Israelites, there was no light in the land of Egypt for 3 whole days. But guess what? Not one day, or maybe it looked like mistake, or for 3 days, they didn't have light. But in the land of Goshen, in the land of those that had the covenant with God, there was light. Hallelujah. God likes to always create a distinction between those who are his people and those who are not his people. And that's why he told Moses. He said that I will create a distinction between those who serve me and those who don't serve me. See, I've not called the sons of Israel, sons of Jacob, to serve me in vain. If you are serving God, God will create a distinction. Simple. You have not called them to come and serve me in vain. No. God is a good paymaster. If you are serving God with your life, if service is not only when you do, work in church, I mean, that's just a very good service. But if you are serving God with your life, he said, present your bodies as living sacrifice, Romans 12, holy and acceptable unto God. See, this is your reasonable service. So you are living a life as a service unto God. And God is saying that if you live like that, I will distinguish you. I will make you a wonder wherever you are. So how do you rest? Someone say, okay, I'll rest. How do I rest? One, Psalm 19 verse 7. Quickly, DJ, let's move fast. You must find this word. Psalm 19 verse 7. It said, the law of the Lord is perfect. No, NIV, give me NIV. Give me, I'm an NIV person. Until I ask for another one, just be giving me NIV. It said, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. I just love the word of God. It just refreshes your soul. Oh, it just refreshes your soul. When you hear, take no thought for your life. Oh, my God. Please, I encourage you to ensure that you get last week's Sunday's message. Sorry, 2 weeks ago message and last week's message. Sunday service, all right? This and pull the plug on anxiety, depression, and fear. Pull the plugs, please. Ensure you hear it over and over again. Oh, just hear it. You can even hear it and fall asleep with it. Wake up with it. Just hear it. You see, there's this. I never understood. Let me tell you guys. You know this song that they sing, my life is not my own. Abby? You know that song now. Let me not sing beyond that before we cause commotion here. If you don't know it, you don't know it. My life is not my own. That song. I used to sing it all. But I never understood it until 2 weeks ago Sunday when Pastor K started this series. But we saw that Matthew 6:25 when he said, take no thought for your life. That means don't even think about your life. Your life is not even your own in the first place. So why are you worrying about your life? Glory. Why are you worrying? That's how you rest. When you find the word of God, it will give you comfort. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It will give you comfort. God's word will give you comfort when you find it. When I saw that word, that take no thought for your life. I've been reading that scripture, but it never stood out to me until 2 weeks ago. Say, take no thought for your life. I'm on rest mode now. I'm on super turbo rest mode. Hallelujah. Say, take no thought. So find the word of God. When you find his word over that situation, what has God said over that situation? Why don't you find the word? Why don't you go to the Bible? In fact, thank God for technology. All right? You know you can use your phone to search out anything you want to search out. Any situation, you will see Bible. You don't just use phone for Instagram and no. Yeah, you can grow spiritually with your phone. You can check Greek version. You can check Hebrew. That's what I do. That's what I mean. Bible study is sweeter. I just check and I will see Greek, the original translation, and I understand, oh, this is what they actually mean. And you see where other places that word was used, it will give you a good understanding. Find the word over that situation. Find the word of God. When you find the word of God, it will be like honey to you. It will be sweet like honey. It will refresh your soul. Say, the laws of the Lord, they are perfect. They refresh the soul. With all the things happening, the pandemic, the whole NSAS, the killings, the American election. Some people are drinking a headache, Panadol, for it is where. Either way, whatever happens, you have a covenant with God, and things will favor you. It doesn't matter. It will favor you. So find this word. That's how you rest. Number two, appear before him. Appear before God. Appear before him. Yes, I know you pray. I'm not saying you don't pray. You see, I need you to appear before God. He said, they go from strength to strength. Each one of them appear before God in Zion. DJ, you can help me find that scripture. They go from strength to strength. When you appear before God, when you appear before him, right, you receive strength on your inside. You know the next step to take. Hallelujah. See, appearing before him means that you talk to him and he talks to you. That's what it means. You spend time with God, you talk to him, and he talks back to you. It's a relationship. It's about relationship. When you are, see, if you are confused about anything, go and appear. You are not appearing. If you are confused, you don't know. You have not yet appeared. I'm telling you. If you are praying before God, you are, God, Pastor Gia has taught us, it's not so much as what you say, it's what God is telling you. Some people just rush in place of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name. I just march out. No. Holy Ghost had to stop me. He has stopped me like two times. When I enter, I was just praying. Man, God, Holy Ghost said, no, just wait. He said, calm down. No, don't just enter like that. You are coming to meet your Father. It is the one that he tells you that is more important than all the things, the plenty things you have to say. Listen to him. He said, be still before the Lord. He said, be still and know that I am God. It's a relationship. It's a relationship. I was asking one of our guys, you know, after church on Sunday, how is your relationship with God? He said, I have an intimate, and I asked him, do you have a really, I don't mean you talk about that church activity. Do you have a relationship with Jesus? He said, yes. I said, do you have an, and I wasn't convinced because some things I was hearing and seeing in his life, it wasn't convincing me. And I asked him, do you have an intimate relationship? He said, yes, I have an intimate relationship. And I asked him, okay, when last did you hear from God? And he said, okay, it was like 2 years ago. Okay, now remember, okay. And he heard from God again in January. I said, and you say you have an intimate relationship? That's not an intimate relationship. Intimate relationship that you are hearing, you are talking, it's like a normal thing. And it doesn't start one day. You appear and you keep quiet before him. You talk to him and he talks back to you. And he will give you direction. He will tell you, oh my goodness, there was something that I was dealing with recently. As I went to prayer and I asked God, how about this thing? God gave me another perspective that I never saw. Some marriages are having problems today because they are not talking to God. If you are talking to God, that issue that can cause quarrel, you can take it before God and God will give you wisdom. It happened to me some weeks ago. My wife probably heard it for the first time. I didn't tell her, I just took it to God. I said, God, look at this thing. You know. Before I blow up and begin to ask and talk, look at this matter. God began to show me. He said, no, it's not like that. Look at this, I was like, hey, God, thank you. And then I found out that it was not even as I thought. I was completely wrong. But I appeared before God and he spoke to me. So are you appearing before God? Or you're appearing before your uncles, before people. Before people that you think that can help you. Appear before God and you will have rest. The third thing you need to do is to remember his previous miracles. Remember his previous miracles. So what has God done for you in the past? I remember David. Oh, when David was going to face Goliath, what did he say? He said, he that delivered me from the jaws of the bear, from the jaws of the lion. He said, that same person will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. He that delivered me. So he drew strength from his past miracles. Can you draw strength from what God has done before? Can you think about what has God done before? What are those testimonies that you had, that you shared? You were very excited. Are you facing another challenge? You've forgotten. Don't be like the Israelites. Don't be like them. Let's quickly see Psalm 78 verse 11. So can you draw strength from what God has done for you in the past? All those miracles, all those testimonies. Can you think about them? Don't forget. It's so easy to forget. Psalm 78, verse 11, NIV. Hey, beautiful, good. He said, the men of Ephraim, the men of Israel, though armed with bows, can you imagine that? They were armed with bows. He said, they turned back on the day of battle. They turned back. They ran away from war. They ran away. They were armed. They were ready to fight. He said, but they ran away in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of every economic upheaval, in the midst of political disarray, they fell. Look at 10. They did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by his law. 11. See the reason. See why they ran back. They forgot what he had done, the wonders he had showed them. So have you forgotten the things that God has done? If you can think back to your past miracles, if you can think back to those testimonies, those things that God did that you were so excited about, it will boost your faith. And that was David's secret. David remembered. He said, God delivered. I remember when I was facing a bear. I was still a small boy that time in the bush. God saved me from that bear. He saved me from that lion. That same God who saved me from the Philistine. And that was all that God needed. Hallelujah. So can you draw strength? Remember. Don't forget what he has done. The fourth thing, God, I heard this in my spirit yesterday. He said, tell them not to complain. That was God now. Okay, I heard this in my spirit yesterday when I was preparing. Tell them not to complain. Let's see 1 Corinthians 10:10. Oh, please don't go into complain mode. It's so easy to fall into complain mode. It's so easy. It's so easy in a time like this to just begin to grumble and complain. He said, and do not grumble. Let's see verse 2 so I can just build on it quickly. I think from verse 2. Verse 2. But we'll jump. We'll still jump. Let's just see from verse 2. From verse 2. From verse 1. Okay. Verse 1. We'll read 1 and 2. Okay, for I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and they all passed through the sea. Move fast. Okay, they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud. Verse 3. They all ate the same spiritual food. 4. They drank the same spiritual drink, you know. Experiences. 5. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. All right. See, these things were recorded for us to serve as an example unto us, so that we will not do evil like them. 7. He said, "Don't not be idolaters." Okay, move on. Next one. 8. We should not commit sexual immorality, as some of them did. 8. Just follow me, eh? And I'm moving very fast. As some of them did, and in one day, 23,000 of them died. Next one. We should not test Christ, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. Next one. Hey, look at this. See, and do not grumble or complain as some of them did and were killed by a destroying angel. When you grumble and complain, you are exposing yourself to destruction. You see, those things happened to them then. But Bible says here in the New Testament that they were written for us to serve as examples so that will not follow their own footstep. Don't grumble. Not even to God, not to man. Don't even grumble to your spouse. I know it's very easy to begin to grumble because of things happening. You want to complain, maybe to God. You don't want to complain to God. But you're complaining and grumbling. No. You need to repent. Don't grumble, don't complain. God doesn't like when we're going, How will you feel? You have a child and you wake up one morning and you see your child just, grumbling and murmuring, what's the matter? My school fees. I don't know. I'm going to go back to school. And you, the father, how will you feel? You feel insulted, Abby? You feel very insulted, or you are grumbling. I don't know. There's no food. Which food I will eat? Meanwhile, your father is there. He's a rich man. There's abundance. It's an insult. That's how it is to God when we complain. So don't complain. No grumbling, no complain. It's like some Christians. You see, when you grumble and complain, it's like the seed you have planted. You are digging it up again. You know when you plant seed, you cannot plant seed and be you remove it and be check whether it's growing. You know, once you do that, you have killed it. You have exposed it. That's what complaining is like. You are trusting God. You have prayed. You have done everything. And you keep grumbling. And you start to grumble. Oh, no, you're exposing yourself. Don't dig up your seed. Or don't be among those Christians who we did prayer work in September, be October. All of us, we did prayer work, praying. Now, you are not the one complaining and grumbling. And you are saying rubbish with your mouth that we don't know again. No, this country, hey, with all the prayer you prayed. If you are among those people that did that prayer work and you are now complaining, now all that you were doing then was just exercise. It's exercise. So you must ensure that you are saying the right thing, that you're not grumbling, you're not complaining. Hallelujah. Praise God. And lastly, you enter into thanksgiving mode. Oh, you enter into thanksgiving mode. That is what you need to do. Because you have a lot to be grateful for. Let's see Psalms 103 as we begin to round up. Psalms 103 from verse 1. Psalms 103 from verse 1. This is the secret of great men, thanksgiving. Not grumbling, not murmuring, not complaining, not whining, but thanksgiving. He said, praise the Lord, O my soul, O my inmost being, praise his holy name. He said, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins? Have your sins been forgiven this year? Ah, God has forgiven many sins this year. So it's enough for me to give him praise and heal all your diseases. Has God healed you of any ailment this year? Then you have a reason to give God praise. Next one. See, who redeemed your life from the pits, from hell? Huh? Without Jesus, it's hell. You know, there's no two ways about it. But redeems our life from the pits and crowns us with love and compassion. Do you have the love of God and compassion in your life? You have a lot to be grateful for. Verse 5. Who satisfies your desires with good things? Have you received good things from God this year? So that your youth is renewed like an eagle. Have you received blessings from God this year? Do you have life within you? He said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you can think, you'll be thankful. Let's see verse 9 quickly as we begin to round up. Verse 9. Look at this. He will not always accuse us. Nor will he harbor his anger forever. Look at verse 10. This verse 10 is very humbling. It says, he does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. Have you committed sin this year? We have committed some kind of sins this year. But God has not treated you according to your sins deserve. We have a lot to be grateful for. Oh, we have a lot to be grateful for. God wants us to finish big. God needs us to finish big. You will finish being in the name of Jesus. So if you want to finish big, just rest in him. Just rest in him. Find his word. What has his word said about that situation? Appear before him. Spend time with God. Spend time with him. Listen, let him talk to you. You go with your pen, go with your writing, whatever it is. Take down what God is saying to you. Let him talk to you. Let him answer you. Let him answer those questions that nobody can answer. There's some questions that only him can answer. Let him answer them. Remember what he has done before. Remember his past deeds. Remember his previous miracles. Do not complain. Do not grumble. And be thankful to God. Hallelujah. Be thankful. Have you been blessed this evening? Oh, God wants you to finish. You will finish well. You will finish big. He said, the light of a righteous man shines brighter. Brighter. I want to pray for somebody here. I want to pray for somebody here. Under the sound of my voice, I want to pray for you here. If you are here, you're not born again. Let me first pray for those who are not born again. If you are here, if you are listening and you're not born again, wherever you are, you can't enjoy these things if you are not saved. So I'm going to pray for you. Just place your right hand on your chest. Place your right hand on your chest and say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. As a sinner, I need your forgiveness. I want to be your own from today. I want to have a covenant with you. So I accept you as my Lord and as my Savior. And I receive grace to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. So if you pray that prayer today, you are born again. Hallelujah. You are born again today. So please just click on the link in our bio, okay? Fill the form and somebody will reach out to you. Father, we thank you. We have heard your word today. Lord, we receive grace to speak your word. We receive grace to find your word. We receive grace to be diligent enough to find your word. We receive grace to appear before you, to spend time with you, to listen to you. We receive grace to remember your past deeds in our lives. We will not forget your benefits. We receive grace not to complain. And thank you, Lord, because we move into thanksgiving mode so that indeed we can finish big. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, celebrate Jesus wherever you are. Hallelujah.